Mini episode 214 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number one, stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hi, this is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with your list of week-in, week-out fantasy football starters in 2012. As of mid-season, we are dropping Cam Newton from the list and adding Peyton Manning, Robert Griffin III, and Frank Gore. All plays are, of course, all things being equal, and assuming that players are healthy and that no other recommended options would edge these guys out on a week-to-week basis. But we feel that it's important to lay down a marker on guys you don't pull if healthy, because too many of our peers in this industry encourage reckless speculation on matchups from week to week, even with players you took in the first round. Our every week quarterbacks are Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, and Tony Romo. Our every week running backs are Arian Foster, Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy, Maurice Jones-Drew, Chris Johnson, Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray, Marshawn Lynch, Michael Turner, Matt Forte, Darren McFadden, Trent Richardson, Adrian Peterson, Ahmad Bradshaw, Steven Jackson, and Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis. Our every week wide receivers are Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, Roddy White, Wes Welker, Andre Johnson, Mike Wallace, Greg Jennings, Victor Cruz, Hakeem Nicks, Jordy Nelson, Brandon Marshall, A.J. Green, and Julio Jones. Our every week tight ends are Rob Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham, Vernon Davis, JerMichael Finley, Aaron Hernandez, Antonio Gates, and Jason Witten. All right, folks, welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 214. It's the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider for NFL Week 11. As we're getting you ready here for the stretch run for your leagues, those of you fortunate folks out there only have 3 weeks left in your regular season. The poor suckers like myself have four because our league insists on playing through Week 17. Rick Morris, Kyle Ross with you here. Kyle.
That's a bad – I don't like that.
I hate it, man. I hate it every year.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
We got rid of that like 15 years ago.
It's an embarrassment. It's an absolute embarrassment. The other
guys
in the league.
It was me, too. I'll tell you why. This is a true story here. I'll contribute a little bit here. Cool. Give you a little history here.
Yeah, let me know.
96. Mm-hmm. The first year we ever did fantasy football, I won. I had Emmitt Smith the year he set the touchdown record.
Okay.
So I kind of lucked into that.
I think I might have had him that
year,
too.
Okay, 95, yeah. I win. Second year.
And I had him benched week 17. Thanks.
Well, here's the thing. Second year, I had a great team. I had Terrell Davis. We called him Terrell Davis, and Jerome Bettis, who it was like Bettis' big breakout year with the Steelers.
Hello, this
was
Jerome.
Yes. And they both sat. Like, my team dominated, mm-hmm. And they both sat the last week, and I lost in the championship, and after that, it was killed. So we ditched that Week 17 stuff, man, in 96.
Well, the one year.
It's back when Clinton was beating your boy Bob Dole.
not my boy. My boy, Pat Buchanan, never made it out of the primaries to the GOP teaming up on him.
Well, yeah, that was, the third out of five times that happened or something?
Yeah.
Or was that the fourth? Or I can't remember.
That was a recurring motif back in the day. But one of those years, I think it was 97, and this was a thing where I in my one league that I was playing two leagues, sister leagues with the same sets of rules and like eight of the same 12 owners. It's kind of like just an excuse to play twice. Mm-hmm. I have a more or less silent owner in that thing, who I refer to occasionally as sort of becoming my Bob Sacramento of the show, my best friend Jeff Maslanich, a valued behind-the-scenes advisor here with the FDH Lounge. He's been mostly a silent partner, but he's a partner in our one team here. He doesn't generally voice many preferences, except he's a huge Steeler fan, which anybody that thinks that I'm not a tolerant individual because of my views on politics, ladies and gentlemen, my best friend is a Steeler fan, all right?
Wow.
That says everything you need to know about my tolerance on things here.
My old buddy Josh is a huge Steelers fan. His team's in last place. He has so many Steelers on his team.
much as I hate the squealers. Well, he insisted the 1 year. He's like, hey, move Jerome Bettis up a little bit on there. I just feel it. I'm like, okay, whatever. I move him to ninth on the board.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, and then we end up drawing for position in the night of the draft. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't there because he's frequently out of town Labor Day weekend. So I was there on my lonesome representing the team. And we pick, we get the ninth draw. Like, okay, whatever. What are the odds of all eight guys in front of us being gone? And they were. And I bitched about it before the draft, everybody. I was like, friggin' Jeff made me move Bettis up tonight. And it gets to that point, and people just look at my face with a bitter beer face, and everybody busts out laughing because they're oh, my God, Ricky's going to get stuck taking Bettis. I take Bettis. He has a pretty good year for us. I handcuff him with George Jones, whereupon everybody is serenading me week 17. We're getting stomped in the championship. I'm getting serenaded by the whole league with that he was country when country wasn't cool.
No.
As we have to play him instead of Jerome Bettis because of our stupid week 17 league. I've lost like five or six championships in week 17 because I had guys sitting.
That's terrible. Why would you not change the rule?
But here's what it is, though. It's like I keep bitching about it, but it's like, Rick's got no credibility on this. He's just got an axe to grind because it keeps happening to him. Like, hey, morons, don't you think I know better than you do having had this happen? But it becomes a thing where when it happens to you, when you're the guy getting screwed, oh, well, Rick's only saying that because he's got an axe to grind. That's what it comes down to.
I'd refuse to draft 1 year until the rules change. I've thrown some real stinks to get rule changed. You wouldn't believe the lengths I've gone. I've spent like hours on the phone with people before the draft when I know there's gonna be votes on rule changes, like convincing them like it's politics. I'm like, dude, I'm like, I'll pay you if you like vote my way. I'm like, I'll buy. I'm like, there's certain thing concessions that were made that quite frankly can't be revealed on air. But I mean, needless to say, I got you. But yeah, I mean, you got to do that. I'd refuse to draft. I just sit there, just look at people in the eye.
Our league runs a little bit differently. I'm not so certain that there have ever been any hydroponic concerns and trade talks here. But, we all are beset with our own different trade issues.
You wouldn't believe the things I had to pull to get our league entrance fee up to $100. I'm one of the few people who would always advocate spending more on a fantasy team. Get it to $100, I mean, it took 2 years.
Ours isn't even that much. But we got two, so it's sort of getting split in half. Like, I think they're both 70.
Okay.
So, but it's but then part of it goes, for running the website and everything like that. Our leagues have been through CBS, so I'll give them a free plug. They do a nice job.
They do. Ours is too.
Yeah, and haven't had any things like our condolences out there to Yahoo. I understand it was a tough weekend in the fantasy football biz last weekend.
What happened?
That freeze up early afternoon. People couldn't get in to fix their teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what's funny is my girlfriend's team, she uses Yahoo, and I got like this email. Like, Yahoo apologize. I didn't even click on it.
That's what it's
about. Okay, that's what it's about? Okay, I'm glad you explained, because I was like, what is this dumb email? I'm not going to look at this. I figured it was something stupid. Like,
I'm explaining your emails to you on the air. Yeah. I love it.
That's the way I like it. They just give me a briefing. I don't want to read things. Just
Kyle Ross, ladies and gentlemen. Outstanding. All right, here's what we got for this week as far as recommended plays at the different positions on the marginal guys here. Nine quarterbacks. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Matt Ryan, Josh Freeman, Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, Matt Schaub, Andy Dalton, Carson Palmer, Joe Flacco. Running backs, 11 this week. A little better variety than there have been sometimes with the bye weeks. C.J. Spiller, Reggie Bush, Alfred Morris, Michael Ashore, Sean Green, Daryl Richardson, Felix Jones, Doug Martin, Stephen Ridley, Chris Ivory, and Willis McGahee. At wide receiver, 19 possibilities this week. Stevie Johnson, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, who screwed me last week playing against him. I was able to surmount that, fortunately, but I'm still bitter about it. Randall Cobb, James Jones, Andre Roberts, Vincent Jackson, Mike Williams, Steve Smith, Miles Austin, Dez Bryant, Danny Amendola, Reggie Wayne, Dwayne Bowe, Denarius Moore, Malcolm Floyd, Demarius Thomas, Eric Decker, and Marcus Colston. Only four tight ends. It's a thin crop there this week. Tony Gonzalez, Owen Daniels. We like Heath Miller under the circumstances here, and Jermaine Gresham for Cincinnati. Five stronger plays this week. We always like to give you a couple of those that are kind of supersized. Go with the battery combo of Matt Ryan and Tony Gonzalez. Additionally, Felix Jones getting to run it up and down on the Cleveland Browns defense. Steve Smith and Reggie Wayne, as the Colts should be flinging it coming from behind against New England. Teams on the bye this week, Minnesota, the Giants, Seattle, and Tennessee. Teams that are all in as far as fantasy plays here. This week it's Atlanta, as they've frequently been during the season. All out possibilities. Cleveland and Jacksonville, so far so good. Not much that would be different about that. And then Monday night, Chicago, San Francisco. That's a thing, Kyle, and we talked about it in our NFL Week 11 picks show here for this week. Two very good defenses, two very big question marks at quarterback this week. It's really hard to like any marginal fantasy guys under those circumstances. It's basically the perfect storm of playing against guys.
Yeah, especially when you saw what the Bears did after Cutler went down. They didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they did nothing. I mean, so, yeah.
And you could say, well, it was against the Houston defense. Well, this week it's
San Francisco
defense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the San Francisco's defense might be even better. I mean, so.
Very possibly.
Yeah. It's some tough sledding. I know my team is somehow 6-4. I don't know how.
Just about to ask you. Okay, so things are going pretty good.
Well,
okay.
We started 4-1. Okay. And I was clearly one of the two best teams in the league. Got high points 2 weeks.
Okay.
And, boy, is the bottom dropped out. Oh, God. I'm hanging on. I don't know if I'm getting into my playoffs. I'm hanging on. I've made some mistakes, quite frankly, and with Luck and Newton.
Mm-hmm.
I hated to hear that you had them both recommended. I'm going with Newton over Luck. What about that? Let me pin you down. I'm going because Newton's facing Tampa Bay's pass defense, which is awful.
It is awful. And then,
but the problem is Luck could get those garbage points.
Garbage points. Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with what you're doing there. I think there's a case to be made for Cam Newton this week.
Yeah, I'm one of 4-6-4 teams fighting for three spots, wild card spots. So
it's funny because I'm two games on either end of that in my two leagues. The one. And I had a must-win game last week. My pervert clown society team, which is fighting through injuries and devastation, 4-6, so oof, barely staying alive. My team that I really expected to be the powerhouse coming into this year, the team that in the first five rounds in a 12-team league ended up being Brady, Gronk, Charles, Wallace, and Peterson. That team is 8-2.
Yeah, that's a good team. That's a good team.
That one, that's rolling, mm-hmm, like you would expect. Charles and Wallace bringing it for me on Monday night. Plus, I was going against Roethlisberger Monday night, so I was able to make up a 12-point deficit.
Okay.
With that. That was very nice.
I've won two. I've won a couple ugly games the last 2 weeks, mm-hmm, where the other team just did nothing.
Yeah.
Where I had to say, I played the team with Roethlisberger too.
I don't get enough weeks like that. My pervert clown society team that's 4-6. It's not going great guns, and I've had injuries, but I'm also leading the league in points against it. So you're not going to win a lot of games when every week somebody's dumping on you.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the Allentown Express here is 8-2. I'm getting very psyched, by the way, as I'm following on Facebook the Hangover 3. Pictures that are getting put up and everything like that. So in a good hangover kind of frame of mind here with my team being 8-2 at the moment here.
I see.
I certainly think that I'll be playing some more Ed Helms victory songs here championship weekend as I was last year. And, yes, I was the guy posting the Flo Rida video on the league message board after I won the championship. I was that guy.
You know, his name's spelled just like Florida.
Yeah. Say, aren't you a member of the three-man gang?
Yeah, I don't know.
three-man band.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. Flo Rida.
Best gimmick ever. All right.
Off air, I can tell you I can tell you the best commentary I've ever heard about Flo Rida.
Oh, it's got to be off air, huh?
Oh, yeah. There ain't no way in heck. Yeah, if anyone wants to run over real quick, I'll give up my address. Psych. No, but no, it's good, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to hear it. So that's our cue to wrap. We'll catch you next week, NFL Week 12.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.